After the grand opening of the 3G pitch in the week, it's back to the bread and butter of the Welsh Premier League tomorrow for Newtown, and they will be facing Kevin Druids at Latham Park. And we're here to offer you a short preview of the game and give you all the info you need to know heading into tomorrow's clash here on Robins Radio. It's been a solid start to the season from Chris Hughes' side so far, and they'll be wanting to build on that in tomorrow's big game against Druids. It's been a good week for the club, with a hard-fought point gained at Carmarthen last week. Neil Mitchell put the side into the lead, but Kerry Morgan struck just before the break, and there was a limited amount of chance in the second half, and I think either side would have taken a point at the end of the game. And in the week, that was followed by, obviously, the game against Swansea City, the official opening of the new facility at Latham Park, and it was a fantastic occasion for everyone at the club. And it was especially pleasing to see a bumper crowd at Latham Park. Over 500 people were there to watch the official opening on Tuesday evening. It was a shame about the result. Stephen Fallon got a late goal for Swansea City, gave them a 1-0 win. But Chris Hughes took some positives from the game. That we saw the return of Sean Evans. He's been out for 3 months after that knee injury at Rill in May. And also the introduction of a host of youth team players was a good thing to see, and something positive for the future. Jadecki Dean, Tyler Cartwright, Craig Harris and Kamal Lloyd-Jones all made their first team bows in the week. And they joined Jack Perry and Harley Thomas, who have previously played for the first team, and they got some minutes under their belt in the week. And after the game, Hughes praised the youngsters for their efforts, and he also told me how big tomorrow's game against Kevin Druids is, and he took a little look at the game heading into tomorrow. And this is what Hughes had to say following the game.
Chris, 1-0 defeat to Swansea tonight, but some positives to take out of that game.
Yeah, they're a good team, and I think you've seen that. I think it's the way they passed the ball around, and you know it was important that we stayed in our shape and we were compact, and we did that. And you know, we made sure that they couldn't play through us, which is important. So it was a good workout for us, and I think it was important a few of the boys who hadn't played recently, they got a few minutes into the belt, because as I say, it's a long season, you know you're going to need them, so it's important that when they do come in, they're ready to play.
Were you impressed with the lads that come in? And obviously Sean Evans come on in the second half, that must be a real boost here after he's been out for about 3 months now.
Yeah, it's fantastic news to see him. It's great to have him back on the pitch, and you know he's worked ever so hard to get to where he is now, and you know there's still a long way for to go in terms of, you know, to get him back to the level of where he was before he had his injury. But you know, we're really really pleased to see him back on the pitch, and you know he'll be a big player for us once he's fully fit.
So what's going to happen with Sean now? Is he back with the first team, or is he going to be having a few games?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have to assess that now. We'll speak to myself, him and Wayne, we'll sit down and we'll map out the next month, 5 weeks for him, and then, you know, I think he probably needs a few games with the under-19s first before he comes back with us. But, you know, you never know what happens in football, but as I say, you know, for himself, he needs to get some minutes into his legs, and it was a good workout for him tonight.
You had 4 or 5 youngsters coming on at the end for the youth team, really young lads. You impressed with their contribution later on?
Well, yeah, I think it's something that, you know, we're looking at obviously this year. You know, with the links we've got with Dave Rose, under 19's manager, and making sure that, you know, between us we have a close relationship, and Dave's been involved with the first team as well, which is great. And you know, it's important that these boys can see the signs of progression, and I've always said, especially since I've come to the club, that you know, we want to bring young players on, and we've seen that this year with young Jack when he's played in the first team, and obviously the 4 or 5 that have come on tonight, and I think it gives them a little bit of a boost to know that the first team, you know, manager and the structure that they've got in place is, you know, if they do well, there's something for them at the end of it.
Yeah. And just away from tonight, you've got Druids on Saturday, rested a few players tonight, you're all round to go for a big game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big game. You know, with the way the league split, I think I say it all the time, and you know they're a good side, and I'm sure they'll be looking at us thinking that they can get 3 points out of us. And you know, I think, you know, for our first 6 games, if we can get a win, and it'll put us in a nice position going ahead of the next 6 games that we've got coming up.
That was Chris Hughes there speaking after the game in the week against Swansea, and obviously he brought some positive news for the Robins fans. Evans come on with about half an hour to go, got quite involved in the game, and obviously he confirmed it'll be about 5 weeks before he gets back to full fitness with the first team, but it's a positive sign that he is now on the mend and back on the field. Now we're just going to take a little look at some of the previous meetings between Newtown and Kevin Druids in the last 5 meetings between the two sides. It makes a good reading for Robins fans. 5 wins in the last 5 games against Kevin Druids. The last time they faced each other was in the Welsh Cup, actually, 2 years ago. Zach Evans and Craig Williams on the score sheet as they beat a nine-man Druids in the end. They had two men sent off. Previous to that, Neil Mitchell's got the best scoring record for Newtown against Druids. Four in his last four for Newtown against Kevin Druids. He scored back in January 2010 when they won 2-0. Him and Ross Stevens got the goals. They won 4-2 back in that same season in the home fixture. Robbie James, a man who played for Newtown and went on to play for Druids, he got two in that game. Previous to that, the season before, Mitchell got a hat-trick along with a goal from Craig Williams. So he's got a good scoring record against Druids, so hopefully he can carry that on tomorrow. So it makes for good reading for Newtown ahead of the game. Just a bit of injury news now. Chris Hughes confirmed yesterday in the County Times, that Kieran Mills-Evans is still out with an ankle problem. We don't know when he's going to be back, but he's been training with the first team before the games, and he looks like he's on the mend, so hopefully he'll be back soon. Evans is still 5 weeks away, as we confirm now. And Dave Easthope, he was a doubt in midweek with an ankle problem that he picked up against Swansea in the week. Just looking ahead now, before we finish on Robin's Radio for the week, fixtures, there's games tonight. Connors Quay face Rill, the Deeside Stadium. There's three other fixtures again tonight. Port Talbot, Aberystwyth looking to continue their good run in there in the top three at the moment. Bangor, Prestatyn, Bangor looking for their first win. Another defeat there will push them further into the mire. And Prestatyn, they're desperate for a win. They'll be looking for 3 points tonight. And Balor against the New Saints, the top two. Interesting clash there. Can Balor overturn TNS on their home ground? That'll be an interesting one. If Balor win, they go top. Tomorrow there's one game, that's us, Newtown, Kevin Druids. And Sunday the live game is Airbus against Carmarthen. So thanks for joining us on Robin's Radio for this small preview of tomorrow's game. Get yourself down to Latham Park tomorrow and support the Robins. It's a 2:30 kickoff, and we'll be back on Robin's Radio on Tuesday. The show will be a little different to previous weeks. We've got guests on from Gilsfield, Four Crosses and Llanfihangel in town as we take a look at a bit further down the Welsh Premier Pyramid, see what goes on behind the scenes at them clubs. But we'll still be having a look at the Robins and previewing next Saturday's game, next Sunday's game, the live game against TNS. So thanks for listening this evening on Robins Radio. Enjoy the game, and we hope you can join us next time here on Robins Radio.